take a minute and relax. Go ahead and get comfortable there. Stretch you a little bit if you need to. Settle down. This is going to be one of the shortest files that we have. You'll be in and out in under 15 minutes, and you'll feel pretty good afterwards. I want you to go to sleep. Go to sleep. Relax and go to sleep. Close your eyes. Keep them closed. Go to sleep. Girl, go to sleep. Go to sleep. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, but you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. You're focused on the sound of my voice. You're in the room at the top of the stairs, in a chair that you're incredibly comfortable in, one that you like, the one chair that you feel comfortable sitting in nowadays. You feel good and relaxed here in your chair at the top of the stairs. Here in this room, everything always feels right. There are things in this room that you've put here that you're comfortable with. There's the chair that you've taken. There's the screen across in front of you. The screen across in front of you. The chair that you're in. Other things that you've put in this room that make you feel comfortable are all here. You're relaxed and at peace. You're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you. No other sounds are important. With every word that I speak, you're going deeper and deeper into your trance, farther and further down into it. Things just feel right here like they always have. Nothing upsetting can actually happen to you here in the room at the top of the stairs. You feel safe and secure, calm and relaxed. You enjoy my voice and the attention that you're receiving while you're up here. Erotic hypnosis is something you seem to enjoy an awful lot. You know the reasons for that. I don't need to. You're comfortable with it. And some of those reasons will occur to you throughout the day. They're things that you'll enjoy coming back to time and again. All of the things that you've had in your earlier trances, you'll remember now. You remember how comfortable you are kneeling in front of your one. You remember how upset you get when you feel that your one's unhappy with you, or when you feel, more importantly, when you feel that you've disobeyed your one. You enjoy how good you feel when your one's proud of you. You enjoy being in your trances, being comfortable here. You slip automatically and easily into them when I tell you to sleep now. When your one tells you to come now, you feel an incredible, happy, overpowering orgasm burn through your body. Irresistible as you feel yourself being fucked. You find it natural and normal to experiment with the bondage, to experiment with your DS relationship, a dominant, submissive relationship with your one. All these things feel natural and normal to you. Sometimes you may feel that there's some form of resistance or that it's something you shouldn't do, but then you realize what's natural and normal for you may not be natural and normal for other people, and what's natural and normal for other people isn't natural and normal for you. Everyone's different. Diversity is everywhere. There are no two people who are exactly alike, no matter how hard they try to be. And you're not the sort of person who has to try to be like someone else. You now have to try to be like you. And you are the person who enjoys listening to these files. You're the person whose changes have been made in your body and mind that you've enjoyed, that you've asked for, and you've wanted. And now you're enjoying them more. You know how you feel when your one is not near you, and how much you need to be near them and to serve them. You know how happy you are when you're spending time with them. All of the things that you may have forgotten, or all the things that aren't firm in your memory, are going to become firm in your memory over the course of the next few hours and day. Your dreams support the idea of you being aroused. Your dreams are erotic. Your dreams support you at night when you sleep. They help remind you that you are a natural slave and you feel good about that. That this is the natural you. It's one of the things that's easy and comfortable for you. It's why you enjoy listening to these files. Whether they're MP3 or CD files, they're things that you enjoy, and one of the reasons that you do is because it is natural for you. You enjoy the intense attention you get when you're being a slave. You enjoy the intense attention you get when you're in your sessions, when you're in your trance with me. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance now, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. Whenever your one suggests that you listen to this file, or whenever you're feeling a little uncertain about your role or who you are, you can listen to this file and you'll come out of it feeling very well. You can even ask for this file, but whenever your one suggests that you listen to it, you will. You feel good about that idea. And if someone's upset, if you're upset or he's upset, you know that listening to this file will help you feel better. It will help him feel better, too. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, but you're calm, relaxed, and at peace. You're focused only on the sound of my voice. I'm going to ask you a question now, and you can answer it openly and honestly. When you answer it, that answer will become a natural and permanent part of you. From time to time, you're going to listen to this file. Are you going to do it only when you need to be reassured about your role, or are you going to do it other times? Good. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, but you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused on the sound of my voice. You're focused on the sound of my voice. It's natural and normal for you to listen to these files. It's something that you enjoy. You enjoy listening to this file, and you know that you come out of it feeling just a little horny and a little playful. You feel happy and upbeat when you come out of this file. And in a minute, I'm going to count to 10. When I count to 10, by the time I get to 10, you'll wake up on your own at 10. You'll come out of the trance on your own at 10. I won't need to tell you to come out of it. And when you do, you're going to be feeling better. Over the course of the next day, all the things that you learned in your various trances with me will reassert themselves in the back of your mind like a song playing. You won't necessarily think about them. You won't necessarily hear the words. But in the back of your mind, you'll remember all of them, and they'll all come to the front. They'll all be a part of you because they're still a part of you. They're automatic. They're deep, deep, deep in the stone of your very being. They're deep in the stone of your mind. They're set in stone, unable to be changed by anyone other than us, anyone other than me, up here with you in the room at the top of the stairs. They're a permanent, natural part of you. They're an automatic, fixed part of you. And they'll play over and over again. Whenever you go outside, you'll be reminded of who and what you are, the things that we've learned here in the room at the top of the stairs. When you come back inside, you'll remember those things. Every time that you wash up, you'll remember. When you're in the shower, these things will play over and over again in the back of your mind. When you're not in the shower, on days when you decide you're not going to take a bath, or that you're not going to shower, those decisions will help reinforce these in the back of your mind. All of these things will make you comfortable with who and what you are. When you eat, you decide it's time to eat, or when your one tells you to, it'll reinforce it. It'll help you feel better about being the slave that you are. When you decide that you're not going to eat something, or your one tells you that you can't, you're going to find that it reinforces who you are. That being the person who makes your one happy is natural and automatic for you. That you're a natural, healthy slave. That you feel good being who you are because you're a natural, healthy slave. Some things are right for some people. Some things are right for other people. This is what's right for you. I'm going to count to 10 now. When I do, you'll come out of this trance feeling good, feeling playful. You know what feeling playful is like, and you will. Feeling good and feeling playful, feeling upbeat and alive. 1, you're feeling better and better about who you are. You remember what it is that you are and who you want to be. 2, you know that you're a slave, a natural one and a happy one. You enjoy serving your one. You enjoy making that person happy. You're a people pleaser, even if you've denied that at times in your life. You know that when you've made other people happy, you've been the happiest. 3, 4, you're focusing on my voice, and when you come out of this trance, when I get to number 10, you'll come out of it automatically without any help from me. 5, you're feeling better and more playful. You're going to wake up with a small smile on your face, probably, and feeling very good about you and your role. 6, any conflict or upset that you've had recently is being resolved now. It's being resolved in the back of your mind and in your head. It's unimportant. The important things in life are being happy, and you know how it is, the things that you need to do in order for you to be happy, the things that we've discussed. 6, 7, 8, 9, Miss Playful, 10.